Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Zayin, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. So we began the last Mishnah in Perek Beis Shammai, a Mishnah that's really a prequel to the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Mishnah discusses the basic halacha of Lishma, L'shem Shisha Dvarim Azavach Nizbach, a Kohen that's doing the Avodah with the Karbin, whether it's Zvicha, like the Mishnah discusses, or Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika, had to have in mind proper Kavanas. What were the Kavanas? So the Mishnah says 6 Kavanas. L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zeveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, and L'shem Nechayach. If the Karbin that was being brought was a Chatas V'asham, which are unique in that they're Bala Chaper, the Baal Chet, then there was a 7th machshava the Kohen had to have. He had to have in mind that it was brought l'shem chet. The first Mishnah in the Masechta really picks up where this Mishnah leaves off, and that is what happens if a Kohen had a machshava of shaloi l'shma. So the pet kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shma k'sherim ela shaloi alu l'baylon l'shem chayva chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. Over there the halacha is a machshava shaloi l'shma. Then when we say that a machshava shaloi l'shma is kosher in a meratza by all zvachim, of Chatas and Pesach. And when we say that by Chatas and Pesach it's Shaloi Lishma, it doesn't mean Shaloi Lishma of any of the Shvarim mentioned in the Mishnah. It means only Shaloi Lishma of those two. What the sugi is referred to as Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam. So if a Kayim would bring an Oyla Lishem Shlomim, meaning he messed up in Lishem Zevach, it's kosher the Inam Meratza. If he'd bring a Chatas Lishem Shlomim, it would be possible. Lishem Zevach as well. If he's bringing Reuven's carbon and he has in mind Shimon, then kol hazvachim are kosher v'ein meratza. Pesach and Chatas are going to be possible. Regardless, the Gemara is going to discuss some more halachos as it relates to shaloi l'shma, as it relates to machshavos ha'poslos. We're going to have a very big chiddush in this morning's daf that's going to lend itself to some really lomdasherid. Either way, zok the Gemara, Amr Avida Merab, Chatas sheshavta l'shem oyla psula l'shem chulin k'sher. So that's the first mission of the Masechta. A chatas shaloi l'shma, shinui kodesh, is pasul. Thus, chatas sheshavta l'shem oyla is pasul. Stating that, l'shem chulin k'sher. If the Kayim was bringing the carbon chatas and he had in mind shinui kodesh, but not a different type of carbon, but rather when he was bringing the carbon, he had in mind that he's bringing it l'shem chulin. So then already the halacha is kasha. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rav, v'leichalu as kachim b'nei Yisrael. It's not that from a pasuk. Kachim mechalalim kachim, ve'ein chulin mechalalim kachim. Only a machshava about kachim can be mechalal an avoida in kachim, but a machshava about chulin doesn't have the ability to be mechalal avoida in kachim. If you remember, this memra of Rav was one of the topics of Dav Gimel in Masechta Zvachim. Over there, the Gemara attempted to explain Rav's halacha misvara, the mina machriv, the loy mina loy machriv, and the Gemara got sidetracked with a whole bunch of complicated halachas in the sugya of Tumas Klicheres. But the maskonas of Gemara is what the Gemara quotes right here, and that is that it's true a chata shaloi l'shma is possible, but only if it was l'shem a different carbon. But if it was l'shem chulin and has nothing to do with svara, it's v'loy yichalul as kachim b'nei Yisrael, kachim mechalun kachim v'ein chulin mechalun kachim. So who said this? Rav Yehud in the name of Rav, Masiv Rabba, I'm Rav Yosi from our Mishnah. Rav Yosi said, af mishalei hoye b'libo l'shem echa mekol eilu kasher, shu t'nai bezdin. Rav Yosi said that even though there's a halach of l'shma, but stoma is k'l'shma. And not just that, bezdin doesn't even want you to think l'shma. Because if the kohen's going to think l'shma, he may trip up and he may accidentally think shaloi l'shma. But it sounds like from the Mishnah, Tainiz Rabba, that only stoma is kosher. Taima the shaloi hoye b'libo l'kla. Ha hoye b'libo l'shem chulim, possible. What would be if the kohen had a machshava, not a machshava of stoma, but there was some bad machshava, even if it's l'shem chulin, it sounds like from the Mishnah it's going to be possible. It's not what Rav Amale Abaya said, Dilma, loy hoya klal kasha umiratza, ha hoya beliba l'shem chulin kasha v'inimiratza. I don't know if it's a diak. Rabbi Yossi said, af mishalei hoya beliba l'shem echad mikaleilu kasha, meaning Rabbi Yossi said stoma's kasha, and it's a good diak. If stoma's kasha, it sounds like that Oyla or Chatas L'shem Chulin is going to be kosher. It's only stoma that's kosher. But if there's some level of a machshava hapeiselas, even if it's L'shem Chulin, there the halacha is it's going to be possible. I, Rav, said Chatas Sheshachta L'shem Chulin, the halacha is kosher. teretz is, you have to know what kosher means. Does kosher mean kosher meratza, or does kosher mean kosher ve'enai meratza? Rabbi Yossi was discussing kosher umeratza. Kosher umeratza, that's only stoma, because chatas l'shem chulin is going to be kosher, but it's going to be enai meratza. So it's not a steer. Rabbi Yossi is discussing where it's going to be okay l'katchila. It's going to be kosher, it's even meratza. It's a 100% legitimately good carbon. That's only true if it was done with a machshava of stomach. When Rav said that chatos l'shum chulin is going to be kosher, he meant kosher ve'enoy meratza. It's like shaloy l'shma by kol hazvachim, where the halacha is it's kosher ve'enoy meratza. The chiddush is that here it's a chatos. A chatos shaloy l'shma ordinarily is pasul. Kamash malon, that it's going to be kosher, but it's kosher ve'enoy meratza, so it's not a dig. Rav is discussing a kosher v'enei meratza. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is discussing a kosher umeratza. Om Rabbi Loza, chatas sheshachta l'shem chulin, ksheir, this halacha, mishum chulin psula. Meaning Rabbi Loza is distinguishing between a carbon chatas that was brought with the kavana, with the machshava, that I want it to work as if it's chulin, versus a kohen that's doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and he thinks that when he brings the carbon, he's actually bringing chulin. So it's not pshat that he knows he's bringing kach and he's just doing it with a machshava l'shem chulin. He actually thinks that he's bringing chulin. So said Rabbi Laza, although it's true, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, this halacha, that kachim mechalim, kachim vein chulim mechalim, kachim. So even a chatas that shaloi l'shma is possible. But it's only chatas l'shem oivah that's going to be possible. But chatas l'shem chulin is going to be kosher. But it's only if he knows he's bringing a chatas, he just has in mind the kavana of chulin. But let's say he thinks he's bringing chulin, there it's going to be possible. And the reason it's going to be possible is because then he has a din of a mesasek. And a mesasek, we know, is as if he didn't do the maisa. So here too, it will be as if he never did the avodah. So what's a mesasek? Mesasek is that a person hears Tkiya Shofar, but even realize he was listening to Tkiya Shofar. A person's learning Kriya Shema, but even realize he was learning Kriya Shema. So if you do something not even realizing what it is you're doing, then even if you hold mitzvah saying Tzriches Kavana, you have a din of a mesasek, and the halacha is that it's as if you didn't do it. So if the kohen is doing an avoda, but he doesn't even realize he's doing an avoda, he thinks he's shachting chulin. Lo and behold, he was shachting a karban chatas. So that's already a game changer. That's a whole different story because that has nothing to do with machshav. Now already you're running into issues of mesasek. That's an issue that permeates kol haTorah kula. The bottom line is said Rabbi Lazar, it's true a chatos l'shem chulin is going to be kosher. That's because the kohen knows he's bringing kachim. It's just a question of his machshava. But mishum chulin is going to be possible. The Gemara says, how do you know mesasek is in fact possible when it comes to kachim? How do you know that if somebody does the avoida in kachim and he's a mesasek, it's possible shenemar? So Rafuna told Shmuel, it's learned that from a pasuk. It says, "V'shachat as ben abakar l'fnei Hashem, ashet heishchita l'shem ben bakar." The shchita has to be at the very least l'shem ben bakar. The kohen has to know what he's doing. Amale. So Shmuel, who was the one that asked the question to Rav Huna, told him, "Zubi yodeinu." We knew this. I mean, Rav Huna, I didn't need you for that. La'akev minai. My question was, how do you know that it's ma'akev? Meaning, if a kohen is mesasek, how do you know that b'di'evet the carbon is going to be possible? And the only way it's ma'akev is if there's a second limud based on the principle of Shina Kasav La'akev. So Shmuel told Rav Huna, I know that pasuk v'shachat espan abakal lefnei Hashem ad shetei shchitu l'shem ben bak. My question was, is there a second makar? Amalei, he said there is a second makar. It says l'tzoinchem tizbachu, and we learn from there l'daitchem zivchu. Either way, the last line of the Mishnah said she'ein ha'machshava ho'ileches elo achar ha'oived. Rabbi Yossi seemed to say something very, very innocent. He said that a kohen, when he does the avodah, has to be very careful. Can't have the wrong machshava, and as a result, it's actually better for not even to think l'shma. Because although l'katchila l'shem shisha dvar mazavach nizbach, but stam is l'shma, and it's better for him to just be yoitza with stamma and not be mahadr to think l'shma. Because what's going to happen if he thinks l'shma? He might slip. He might trip. There's ikuli ufshuri. Remember the lashon of the Noda Bihuda in his tshuva when he discusses the lashon yichud. There's some twists and turns where maybe you can get tripped up somewhere. So just forget lishma. Don't think lishma like this. You're not going to think shaloi lishma. You'll be yoytze with stam lishma. And then Rabbi Yossi concluded the Mishnah with a line: she'ein hamachshava heileches ela achara oived. I'm talking to you, the kohen. I'm talking to the oived because it's your vote that matters. Your machshava is the machshava that has an ability to pass a carbon. Now, at first glance, you would say, after learning 45 blad of Masechta Zvachim, Rabbi Yossi is not saying such a big kiddush. Nothing we should get that excited about. Of course, it's the kohen that's doing the avodah that has the ability with his machshava is to make a carbon pasul, whether it's shaloi b'shma or whether it's pigle, stating that, says the Gemara Masis, this line in Rabbi Yossi that said, "Ein machshava yilechus alacha," if it is actually not like a tano, the tanya learned to the brayso. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Yossi, shamati, I heard shehabaylim mefaglim, that if Reuven brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he passes over to the Kehanim for them to do the Avodah. Reuven the Bailim has an ability with his machshavos to create pickle. Meaning, if while the Kohen's doing the Avodah, the Baal HaKarbon, I'm sitting in his living room, the Baal HaKarbon, maybe, but the Baal HaKarbon has in mind that the Avodas should be done chutz lezman and chutz lemkoyme, that would be enough to render the carbon pickle. Amar Rav, my time is Rabbi Yossi. You see, need a pasuk for that. The Amar Kra, it's learned out from the following pasuk. It says, "Vehikriv hamakriv karbonoi lashem." The makriv is the Baal HaKarbon, and we see that it's referred to as karbonoi, ayin Rashi, for exactly what the limud is. But the bottom line, it's his carbon to a certain degree. On what level do we look at it as his carbon b'shas the hakrava, that he's the one that has an ability to be mefagel? So Rabbi Yossi said, "She'ena machshava hilechas ala achar oivet." Even though at first glance it would seem to be obvious, as the Gemara, it's actually not like Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, who said shemati shehabayla mefagel. Amr Abaya said that this chiddush of Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, that the kohen can be doing the avoda and the baylan have an ability to have a machshavas pigol. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi is not the only one that said this chiddush. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi, v'Rabbi Eliezer, v'Rab Shimon ben Elazar. So it's a little tricky. It's Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. All hold kulu svira lehu zem mechashev v'zeh oyved havet machshava. That it's possible for one person to do something, another person to have a machshava, and that somehow will create a halacha, meaning you can marry one person's maisa with another person's machshava to make things happen. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, Adamar, Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, this halacha we just said. The context is kachim, avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a concept of a machshava hapiseles, whether it's machshava's pigo, that's what Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi was discussing, or whether it's a machshava of maybe shloi l'shma as well. But the bottom line is there's a concept of shamati shahabaylim mefagl, even though the baylim is not the one doing the avoida, but they have an ability to be mefagl. Thus, zem mechashev, ze ois, Rabbi Lezer, who's Rabbi Lezer? Time we learn to the Mishnah. Shreicha levi kechavim, shchitasoi, ksheir, Rabbi Lezer, poisol. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if somebody would shecht for a guy, shechitas chulin, we're not talking about shechitas kachin, he would shecht shechitas chulin. The halacha is, even though Yisrael is the one that's shechting, and he had pristine machshavas when he went and shechted the chulin, still the carbon, well not the carbon, the animal that he just slaughtered is going to be considered pasul because it's viewed as tikroivas l'avodah zarah. It's based on an idea that stam machsheves over kechavim, even by shchitas chulin, is l'shem avodah zarah. And being that the owner of this animal, this behemas chulin, is a guy, so we're concerned that maybe while the yid was shechting the animal, the guy had in mind that it should be l'shem avodah zarah. Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me, who cares what the guy was thinking? If the guy is the one that's shechting, then we care what the guy is thinking. But over here, ashoichet le oivet kechavim, a yid is the one that's shechting and he's doing it for a guy. And still we say that being that stam machsheves over kechavim is for avodah zarah, it's going to be a problem. So what do you see? Zem mechashev zeh oivet. So that's the second time that said. Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the third time. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Klal Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar kol she'in kosher lahatzniyah ve'in matzniyah kamayu huchshir lazeh vehitzniyah uba'achar vehoitziyah nischayev zeh v'machshav v'shozeh. A geshmak halacha. We'll repeat it. But the halacha in the context is the malacha of hoitzah, the 39th of the Lama Tes Malachas, Moitzi, the halacha of Hoitzah, which is the topic of the first Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos, Yitzias Hashayim Shtayin Shein Arba. So we know what the malacha of Hoitzah is. Stating that, not any time you carry something on Shabbos are you going to be chayav. The only time you're chayav is if you carry something chashav. Meaning if you would carry something that's considered not chashav, you wouldn't be over the Isser Hoitzah Midei Raisa. Not just that, even if you carry something chashav, if it's a shear that's not chashav, that would also be enough to say that you're not going to be chayv. Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar enters Rav Shimon ben Elazar and he says as follows: Kol she'in kosher latznia, if somebody carries something that people are not machshiv, it's not chashiv, people wouldn't usually hide it. Ve'im atznia kamayu, or it's something that is chashiv, but he carried a shear that's not considered chashiv. But somebody now decided that he's going to be machshavit. So it's something that people, the velt in general, is not machshav. But one person, Reuven, decided that him it's chashav. And then Shimon went, who was not really machshav the thing that he carried. And he carried it. So again, it's something that most people are not machshav. One person, he decided, this is chashav by him. So he put it away, he was matzniyah. Now somebody else who's not machshav that thing carried it. So the halacha is, nischayev zeh b'machshav shel zeh. Says Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the person that carried it is going to be chay. Because even though he himself is not machshav this item, but being that somebody was, and you carried that person's item, so that's enough to give it chshivos that you're now going to be over the halacha by tzadei raisa. What do you see? Says Abaya, ze mechashiv v'ze oived. It's the same concept. One person had a machshava, and the other person went ahead, and the other person carried it, and that's enough for him to be chayiv. So we have three tanam that all said the same halacha, ze mechashiv v'ze oived, in three different sugyas. One said it in the context of shechitas kach, the other said it with regards to the halacha of avodah zara, and the third one was said in hilchas shabbos. Says the gemara, travayu islu the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. Everybody's going to hold the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. Meaning, even though all three tanam said a yesoy that's based on the same principle, it's not necessarily muchach that they were all hold of each other. So that's the arithmetic that the Gemara is going to go through right now. Everybody agrees with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi was the one that said that zeh mechashev zeh oved works with regards to Shabbos. Says the Gemara, hashta b'chutz amrina b'fnim yibaya. If it works with regards to Shabbos, certainly it's going to work with regards to avodah zarah and with regards to kachim. Why is it pashut that it would work with regards to kachim and those things? Says Rashi, mishum the ikur machshava is bekarbanos k'siv, because in kachim it says mefurish in the Torah lo yichashev. So a machshava is more potent when it comes to kachim. So madach zeh mechashev v'zeh oved in hilchas Shabbos, certainly zeh mechashev v'zeh oved in when it comes to shechting avodah zarah, and for sure when it comes to the real pnim shechting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Elazar, who said it dafka regarding kachim, regarding machshavas pigel, he was the one that said Shabbat, Shamati Shabbat lemefaglin, lesu the travay. It's not muchach that he's going to hold of the other two halachas. It's not muchach he's going to hold zemechashiv zeh oved when it comes to avodah zarah, or zemechashiv zeh oved when it comes to Shabbos. Because dilma befnim huda amrina b'chutz le'amrina. Maybe it's only true befnim. Maybe it's not true b'chutz. Befnim. In the avoid of the Beis Hamikdash, where it says in the Torah lo yichashiv, maybe here you have such halacha. Other places not. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, as it relates to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who was the middle shita, he was the one that said the halacha regarding avodah zarah. Islay the Rabbi Eliezer, he was the third shita. He was the one that said it regarding Shabbos. See, he's going to hold the Rabbi Eliezer. Hashta b'Shabbos amrinon b'avodas koychavim ibaya. So if you said it by Shabbos, certainly going to say b'avodas koychavim. Rabbi Eliezer less late the Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Eliezer is not necessarily going to Rabbi Shimon Elazar because dilma b'avodas koychavim hu d'amrinon ke'ei pnim aval Shabbos melachas machshavos asra toira. Bottom line is all the Gemara just did was that there were three tanam that seemed to say the same halacha. The halacha of zeh mechashev zeh oved. One said it with regards to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The other said it with regards to shechting l'avodah zarah. The other said it with regards to hilchas Shabbos. And what the Gemara said is that there's svaras to say why you would say it by one and not say it by the other. The one where it's the most obvious to say this halach of zeh mechashev zeh oved is by kachim. Because it says in the Torah lo yichashev, there's a concept of a machshava apisalas. So it makes sense. There should be an idea of zeh mechashev zeh oved. So just because the Gemara said, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi said, amati shabai l'mafa, it's not muchach that he would hold the same chiddush of zeh mechashev zeh oved when it comes to shechting l'avodah zarah, or he'd hold it when it comes to melachas machshavos. If you hold it by Shabbos, that was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The names all are so similar, so it's easy to trip up here. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who said it with regards to Shabbos, madach by Shabbos, with melachas machshavos asra Torah, and has nothing to do with shechitas pnim. It's not even shechitas chutz. It doesn't even resemble kachim. Still, you say that concept of zemechashiv zeh oved. Certainly, you're going to say it with regards to the other two cases. Where the Gemara is not sure, where the Gemara says there's a little bit of flexibility, was the middle sheet, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said it with regards to shchitas avodah zarah. So, if he said it regarding shchita avodah zarah, koshkin as it relates to shchitas kachin, where it says in the Torah lo yichashiv. However, at the same time, it's not muchach that he would say it as it relates to hilchas Shabbos. And on that note, Hadron Allah Beishamai. So before we begin the next parak, which really is a new chapter, literally and figuratively, here in Masechet Zvachim, we're going to go through all the Mishnayos that say in the morning by Karbunas, or don't say in the morning by Karbunas, but either way, Ezum Mekoyim Shal Zvachim, and we're going to go back to some technical sugyas as we had in the beginning of the Masechet, a lot of limudim, but regardless, before we start Perek Ezel Mekoyim, just to wrap up this first part of Masechet Zvachim with one last lumbus. That is, So the Gemara mentioned a tremendous chiddush from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef. We literally had to wait 45 blot until we saw this chiddush. And that is, Shamati Shabayla Mefaglim. You ask the man on the street, what's a machshavas pigel? He's going to tell you. A kohen was doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and while he was doing the avodah, he had a mind to eat the basar, be makta de murim, shvicha shirayim, zrika chutzazmanei chutzam kohen. Karis, no karis, but it's the oivein, it's the one that's doing the avodah, he's the one that had the machshavas pigel. Stating that, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef said it's not that way. Shamati shabaylam nifaglim, oh my Rava, Rava chimed in, my time with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef, the hikriv hamakriv, it's learnt out from a pasuk. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a sefer called Gvurei Shmoinim. And in the beginning of the sefer Gvurei Shmoinim, he asks a kasha, and he gives 80 terutzim to this kasha. Thus, Gvurei Shmoinim. This kasha is, we're all familiar with the suffix Saita. This is a woman who was warned by her husband not to talk to Pliny. There was Kinoi, there was Stira. The Torah says that the husband would take his wife, bring her up to the Beis HaMikdash, they would give it to drink from the Mayim Hamam Arim, and the Mayim was going to be Mevara, who was going to tell us what happened. If she's guilty, she blows up in some spectacular event, and her guilt is shown to the whole world. If she's innocent, then nothing happens. To the contrary, she gets brachas because she was Chayshu B'Ksherim, etc., etc. Freit Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gemara says that before the woman would drink the Mayim Hamam Arim, the Kohen would have to bring a Karbi Mincha. It's what's known as the Minchas Kanois. And if the Kohen didn't bring the carbon mincha, the Mayim HaMa'arim wouldn't work. The Gemara refers to the Minchas Kanois as a carbon that was Mevarer Avayim. The Tachlis of the Mincha was to get this Mayim to work. So said Rabbi Yosef Engel, if a woman was brought up to the Beis HaMikdash and she knows she's guilty, she's going to have to drink. She's facing the death penalty. She has an out. She can escape. You know how? According to Rabbi Elazar, that whole Shamati Shabayla Mefaglin, she's the Balas HaKarbon of this Minchas Kanois. So let her have a Machsheves Pigel while the Kohen is doing the Avodah with the Minchas Kanois. If she has a Machsheves Pigel, the Minchas Pasul. If the Minchas Pasul, it's not Mevarer Oven, the Mayim is not going to work. So let her go up with self-confidence, no issues. As long as she learns Vochen Mem Zayin, then she has a way out. Because she can have a Machsheves Pigel, disqualify the Minchas Kanois, and as a result, she's going to be able. So Rabbi Yitzhak Engel says 80 teruts into this kashup. I'll tell you something interesting. I saw in the Sefer of Avivam a teretz that he brings from a Goy Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. He said that Reb Chaim Kanievsky in a Sefer Siach Hasoda said a teretz to this kasha. Says Gevaldik. Machsheves Pigel is when a Kohen doesn't avoid, but that's the pashtus, and he has a mind that something's going to happen chutz l'zman chutz l'mkloim. Kohen Reb Chaim, what would be if a Kohen was doing the avoida, and he had a mind that a different Kohen was going to do something chutz l'zman? So he's doing the shechita, and he has a mind that another kohen is going to do the zrika chutz l'zman chutz l'mkloim. Or he has a mind that somebody else is going to be makta de murim chutz l'zman chutz l'mkloim. Would that be a machsheves pigel, or would that not be a machsheves pigel? Said Reb Chaim, the pashtus you have to say is that you have to be machashev something that you can control. I can't control somebody else doing something chutz l'zman chutz l'mkloim. I can't control somebody else doing anything, period. So therefore, it's Pashat said Reb Chaim, that the only way you can have a machsheves pigel is if you have a mind that you're going to do something chutz l'zman chutz l'mkloim. But if you have a mind that somebody else is going to do chutz l'zman chutz l'mkloim, according to Gemara, zvachem lamed vavam and aleph, kol kemine is the lashon haGemara, there's no way that that's going to be a machsheves pigel. If that's the case, how would it ever be negeya for a woman who brings a minchas kanois as the balas hakarbon based on Rabbi Elazar Shita who holds shamati shabaylam afaglim to have a machsheves pigel while the kohen is bringing the minchas kanois? A woman is a zara, and even if she's a bas kohen, bas benoish or bas kohen, it doesn't matter. Kol she'inoy mizera aharin hascharim, the Rambam says, is always a zara. She's a zara. A zara can't do Akhtaras Emurim. Azar can't do Shvicha Shiraim. Azar can't do Zrika. The only one of the four things that could be the subject of a Machsheves Pigel that Azar is Shaykh to is Achilas Kosh. Right? There's four ways to have a Machsheves Pigel. You had a Machshavet Achilas Basa Chutz Lazmani, Machshavet Akhtaras Emurim Chutz Lazmani, Shvicha Shiraim Chutz Lazmani, and Zrika Chutz Lazmani. The only one that Azar could do is Achila. Meaning, you'd have to say that she had in mind to eat the Basar Chutz Lazmani. The problem is that we know all minochos akache kedosh. We spoke at the kliyakr that bring that the minchas, the minchas ani. So every time an ani brings a carbon, rachman alibabai, it's always kachi kedoshim. And kachi kedoshim are only necho the koyan. So zokdre Chaim Kanievsky, it's not negeya. It's not possible for her to have a machsheves pigel while the kohen is bringing the minchas kanois. Because in order for the machsheves pigel to be a machsheves pigel, The mechashid has to think something that he himself is going to do. He has to be in control of the thing he's thinking he's going to do. Chutz lezmani. Over here, the balas carbon is an isha. An isha, by definition, is a zara. The only machshava zara can have is achila. But even then, it has to be achila's kachim kalim. The michas kanois was kachim gedashim. So it's not possible. It's a great chab, but it's not possible. So Tzedrub Chaim Kanievsky, it's impossible for such a machshava to take place. And that would be the time. But the emes is, it's not so partial what Reb Chaim Kanievsky is saying. And just to take a step back over here and speak out a little bit of rage. That is, the Mishnah says in the Sechtes Vachem, right in the beginning of the third parak, Perek Kolap Sula. So the Mishnah said that whereas when it comes to Kabbalah Ilachas Riko, there's a whole list of psulim that I mentioned that can't do the Avodah, but Kol HaPsulim, all those psulim, Sheshachtu, Shechitasim Ksheira, Sheshchita Ksheira, Bezorim, Ubenashim, Ubeavodim, Ubetveim, V'chulu V'chulu. Says the Mishnah, Lefichach, being that even apostles kasher to do Shechita, Hein Poislim B'machshava. It's for that reason that if a apostle, such as a Zar, would do Shechita, and the Zar would have a Machshava, Psula, at the time that he's doing the Shechita, it would render the carbon possible. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Lefichach Hein Poislim, Rashi's very unclear. Rashi says, Lefichach Hein Poislim as a carbon B'machshava, Im Shechtu B'machshava. Hayo V'ru'uyin La'voida, Zu, Machshavton Machshava. So Rashi's a little redundant, but Rashi's also very ambiguous. Rashi doesn't explain himself. What kind of machshava are we talking about? Rashi doesn't say. Lefichachim poislin as a carbon b'machshava, im shachtu b'machshava, hayo v'ru'uyin lavoydezu, machshavton machshava. It says we're machshava 5 times, but we don't know what kind of machshava we're referring to. Enters the Hagoyes HaBach, Zog, Debach, Lefichach, Shachtu b'machshav, Chutz lezmanoi, V'chutz lemkoymoi, Dahoyol v'ruyin b'machshav, L'avoydezu, Machshav b'machshav. Says Debach, that even though Rashi's a little bit unclear, but the right proper Gerson Rashi is, the Rashi is saying, yes, it's for that reason, being that apostle's able to do the Avoydah. So if the Zohar, for example, would do the Avoydah, and he would have a machshav of what? Of Chutz lezmanoi, he would have a machshav as Pigol, the halacha is that the carbon would be pie. It makes a lot of sense. Why should a czar, while he's doing the shechita, not be able to have a machshav espigel? Being that the shechita is kosher, it makes sense that while he's doing the shechita ksheira, he should be able to have this machshav espigel. Stating that, there's a Mishnah, Masechtas Gittin, where the Mishnah discusses a kohen that had a machshav espigel while he was doing the avodah. Whether or not the machshav, whether he's viewed as a mazik now, or he's not viewed as a mazik. I mean, somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he delivers a carpet. And now the Kohen batched up with his machshava. So is Hezek Sheni Nikr Shmei Hezek or Hezek Sheni Nikr Loi Shmei Hezek? It's a sugya Aruch and Shas. The Rashash on that Gemara in Gittin Daphnon Gimel asks that why did the Mishnah say HaKoyhanim Shepigol? It's not unique to Koyhanim. The Mishnah says in Masech Nezvachim Daphlam and Aleph on the Beis, Lefichach Hein Poislim HaMachshava. Meaning, being that Zorim and Psulim are kosher to do Shechita, they could have a Machshav as Pigol while they were doing Shechita. So, fake the Rashash, the Gishmaka Kasha. That why does the Mishnah Mesechtes Gittin say, Koyhanim Shepigol, whether it was Peshogi, whether it was Bemezin, Hezek Sheni Nikr Shmei Hezek, say, Hezek Sheni Nikr Shmei Shmei Hezek, this halacha is not me, Hilchos Koyhanim, it's not a halacha that's unique to Koyhanim, Lacharit Shubai Azar also, same exact Shaila. Somebody brought a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he passed it over to Azar, now the Azar did the Avoida with a Machshav as Pigol. Is he a mazik or is he not a mazik? B'shoigig b'mezik, hezik shein, enik hezik shein, enik loijme. Says Rashash, a davenif. Look it up inside. It's in Gittin daf nun gimel. Says Rashash, because the only way a person could have a machshav as pigel is if he has a machshav about something that he himself is going to do. If the czar is the one that did the shechita, what was his machshav? It couldn't be that he's going to do haktara seimurim. It couldn't be that he's going to do shvicha shirai mazrika. Those are all things that a czar is not allowed to do. The only thing a czar could do is eat the basar. But even that, the only time a czar gets to eat basar of a kachim, if he's the bailam. If he's the bailam of the carbon, then he gets to eat. But if I bring your carbon, I don't have a schus. It's your, if you want to give it to me, maybe I can eat it. But it's not my thing. It's not biyodei to eat it. It's nishmaina azach. So says Rashash, it's true that the Mishnah says in Zvachim Daflam and Aleph on the base that being that kol apsulin sheshachtu shchitas and ksheir, included in that is zar. Lefichach chen poisam b'machshava. And that goes habach edited Rashi and said very, very clearly that that's true even with regards to Machshav Espigel. But at the same time, the halacha of being a mazik al yidei Machshav Espigel doesn't relate to a czar. Because the only way a czar can have a Machshav Espigel is if he had a mind to eat his own basar chutz lezmani. That means he's bringing his own carbon. Because if he's bringing somebody else's carbon, he has no shaykh, there's no element of the machshav espigel that he's shaykh to. To think that he's going to eat the basar, it's not his basar. And to think that he's going to do the avoid, the aktar, the shvicha shirayim, and the zrika, It's something that he's not allowed to do. So the only way it's possible for a zar to have a machsheves pigel is if it's his own carbon. He's not a mazik. So if he's not a mazik, that's why the halacha of kehanim shepiglu is not going to relate. But al kaparim be yisoid Reb Chaim. This exact same yisoid that the only time it's possible for a person to have a machsheves pigel is if the person was thinking about something that he himself is going to do. But to think that somebody else is going to do something, called kemine, it's not in your control. I mean that it's not in your control. It's something that's not going to be negated. Stating that the Mikdash David says not that way. The Mikdash David says, I scan Seder Zvachim and Seder Kachim, and I have one raya. I have a Mefurish raya, a Gemara that we learned together. I have a Mefurish raya. The Gemara says that if a person had a machshava, very good, that if a person had a machshava while he was doing the Avodah, that two people together are going to eat it because I is basa chutzas manoi. The halacha is it's a machshava is pigal. And we spoke at the time, the truth from the Avinez, it's really a chiddush because ordinarily two achila is a pachas mekizayis are a mitzdarif. But when it comes to achilas kachem, the mitzvah is not our karkaf to the kavra, the yisoid of the beis alevi. The mitzvah is that a kizayis should be nechal. I don't care if it's nechal ide one person, if it's nechal ide two people. So again, machshava is pigal of achila would be an achila of what if somebody did the avodah and he had in mind that two people together should eat the gezayis? It's going to be okay. Says the Mikdash David, which one of them was doing the avodah? Not both of them. Only one person could do the avodah. So the case where you were chishev amanas that two people should eat it, bal karchach, you were thinking that somebody else, not yourself, is going to do the avodah. And still, you see, it's a machshavas pigel. So he said, I have a mefurish raya, not that way. Bottom line is, there's a tshuva from Reb Chaim Moizer and Achiezer. This is an arichus gedol. But as it relates to this yisoid from Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim wanted to answer Reb Yosef Engel's kasha. Again, Yosef Engel's kasha was that I have a way out for every single suffix site. Because in order for the mayim to be mevarer, you have to have the milchas kanois. So according to Rabbi Loza, that holds shamatish abaylam afaglim, let the baylam go. Let the baylam always think a machsheva's pigle. In this case, she is the baylam. It's going to render the milchas kanois possible. Once the milchas kanois is possible, there's no way for it to be mevarer of it. Reb Chaim's teretz was that the only machsheva that an isha can ever have a pigle is achila, and even that kachem kalim milchas kanois is kachem kadashim because it always has to be minyan. That's true if my machsheva has to be something that I'm shayach to. But if my machshava doesn't have to be something that I'm shayach to, like the Mikdash David seems to prove from Almanas that two people are going to eat the gezayis, so you see them not both doing the avodah. Elamai, Reuven's doing the avodah, he's having a mind that Shimon's going to eat it. So you see clearly that if that's the case, obviously that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel held in all 80 of his terutzim. But either way, we'll speak out maybe part two at the end of the daf. So the Gemara, Vayikra, Mishnah, Ezeh, Mekoyman, Shal Zvachim. So we know there's different types of karbonis, and each carbon has its own Shulchan Aruch. Exactly how the carbon was supposed to be brought, and Ezeh, Mekoyman addresses that. So the Mishnah, Kachi Kadashim, Shchitasim, Bitzofen, Kachi Kadashim had to be brought on the Tzofen side of the Azara. What's the definition of Tzofen? So we've had it already a few times, a three-way machlekes, where the Tzofen means literally to the north of the Mizbeach, or is it even the area that's north of the Mizbeach, Bein Ulam the Mizbeach? Or Rebbe Shita is that it's the entire Tzofen side, not only north of the Mizbeach towards the Ulam, but even north of the Mizbeach in the opposite direction. Regardless, Kachi Kadoshim, Shchitasim, Bitzafim. Then the Mishnah gives examples of Kachi Kadoshim. Parv, the Sora, Shliyim, Akipurim. They were Karbonis, Chatois. They were two of the five Chatois, Aplimios, Shchitasim, Bitzafim. Vikibul, Domam, Biklisharis, Bitzafim. The Kabbalah has to be in a Klisharis. It has to be Bitzafim as well. The Domantan, Hazoy, Albein, Habad, of Alaparoichas. The Parv, the Sora, Shliyim, Akipurim. Those are the Karbonis that the Kohen Gadol brought to Yom Kippur. In addition to the ordinary zrikas that would have to be done on the Mizbeach, like every carbon did, there were special azoyas. There were mem gimel azoyas. We know one mandam said mem zayin, one mandam said mem ches. But the pashtus is there were 43 azoyas that were done. 16 of them were done bein abadim. 16 of them were done on the pareches. The balance of them were all done on the Mizbeach. So daman of the parvesar shleim akipurin, ton hazoya al bein abadim, that was one set. Vala pareches, that was another set. Al Mizbeach hazot. Matana achas mea mea keves. Any one of these matanois is ma'akev. That's why the Brisker Rav said his chiddush that even though Reb Chaim held that ordinarily zrika shleivim kaimus kim kaimu dami, but being the Reb Chaim said that you can't be mekayim the minyan hazois when it comes to a zrika shleivim kaimus, it's for that reason when it comes to hilchas avodas yom kippurim over there zrika shleivim kaimus is not going to be kim kaimu dami. Shari hadam, what they do with the shirayim of the parvesar shleivim kippurim hayeshoyfech al yisoid marabi shamazbeich achitza. So even though the avodah of this carbon was all done befnim, Lefnaiva Lefnim, the Zrikas The Azoyas that was done on the Mizbech were done on the Mizbech Hazav, that's the Mizbech that was in the Hechel, but the Shvicha Shiraim, that was done on the Mizbech Achitza. Dimloy, Nasan Loy Ike. Shvicha Shiraim is not Mak. Parman Esrofin, the Seirim Esrofin, those are the other three Chatoyas Apnimiyos. The Parkoy Mashiach, the Par Helam Dovish Al Tzibur, and the Sir Avodas Kechavim. Shchitasim Betzafin, again, it's a Kachi Kadoshim, so Shchit is going to be Betzafin. The Kibul Domen Beklisharis Betzafin. The Domen Hazoya Allah Parochis, Valamizbech Hazav. So all the Chatoyas Aprimiyos had Hazoyas on the Parochis. The Chiddish of the two that were brought in Yom Kippur was in addition to them having Hazoyas on the Parochis, they also had Hazoyas, Bein Abad. Simply, Kangadol only went. Bein Habadim, he only went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Matana achas mem ma'akevis, when it comes to the Chatoyis HaPnima, is dear to each matana is ma'akev. Shiore Adam, what they do with the shirayim of those Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, ha'yishoyfich ha'yisoyin ma'rabish ha'mazbeich ha'chitzin. There too, they poured it on the mizbeich ha'chitzin. Vim lo'y nosan lo'yikev. Shvich ha'shirayim is not ma'akev. Elu ve'elu nisrofen ha'beis ha'deshe. The Parim HaNisrofen, by definition, means that the basar was burnt. So where did they burn the basar? So again, the Parim HaNisrofen had two parts. Two dinim in terms of what they did with the basar, just like every carbon did. Every carbon, some of the basar was eaten, some of the basar was burnt. Haktara seimurim. The parim anisrafin, part of it had the mitzvah of haktara seimurim, but the chelik of the basar that ordinarily would be eaten, over here, it was nisraf. Where was the nisraf? It was nisraf on the Beis Hadesh. Rashi says that was a place outside of Yerushalayim where they used to take the deshen, as in the Truma Sadeshen, they would burn it there. That's why it was called the Beis Hadeshen. It was in that same place that they would burn the Parim HaNisrofen. So the Mishnah, again, is going to begins to describe all the different karbanas and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of each one of these karbanas. It begins with Kachi Gadashim, Shchitasim B'Tzofen, that's the headline, and then we immediately start discussing subcategories. We immediately start discussing types of Kachi Gadashim. And what was the initial types of Kachi Gadashim that the Mishnah discussed? It discussed the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos. Really, we're pairing Kishan, I left off. So the Chomesh Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, the Par Helam Dovish Al Tzibur, the Par Koy Mashiach, the Sir Avodas Kechavim, what the Mishnah referred to as the Parim HaNisrofen and the Sir HaNisrofen. Additionally, the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Sar Lashem, what the Mishnah referred to as the Par V'Sair Shal Yom HaKippurim. That list makes up the five Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, being that they're Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, so Shchitasim B'Tzofen, V'Kibul Domon B'Klisharis B'Tzofen. Additionally, these Chatoyis had additional Hazoyis, or an earlier carbon dam was only put on the Mizbeach. But the Chomesh Chatoyis HaPnimiyos had additional Hazoyis. What were the additional Hazoyis? In the case of the Par V'Sar Shal Yom HaKippurim, someone Bein Abadim, 16, someone on the Parochis, 16, as it relates to the other Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, they had 7 on the Parochis, 4 on the Mizbeach. All the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, Matana Achas Mehem Me'akevis, that's in contrast to the Karbonos that were brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, where only one is Ma'akev, Beshamai says, by the Chattis that was brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. 2 is Ma'akev, the Shiraim were always brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, and the Shvicha Shiraim says the Mishnah was a Ma'akev. The Parim HaNisrofen and the Sirim HaNisrofen, where did they actually burn the animals? It wasn't burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, but as the Pasuk says, V'hoitzias HaDeshen El Michutz LaMachane, and they used to burn it in the same place that they burnt the Deshen. Zok de Gemara. So the Gemara begins with a diet. The Mishnah gives a general statement to really launch this entire chelik of the Masechta. Is that what Mekoyman Shal Zvachim? Kachi Kadoshim Shchitasim Betzofen. Notice it doesn't say anything about Kabbalah. Then when it starts going into the details of the specific Karbonis, Par V'Sar Shal Yom HaKippurim Shchitasim Betzofen V'Kibul Damim B'Klisharis Betzofen, then we already start talking about the Kabbalah. So break the Gemara. How come in the heading it doesn't say anything about Kabbalah? V'Nisni Nami V'Kibul Damim B'Klisharis Betzofen. Shouldn't it have said Kachi Kadoshim Shchitasim Betzofen V'Kibul Damim B'Klisharis Betzofen? Says the Gemara, Kibul Damim B'Klisharis Betzofen V'Kibul Damim B'Yad, because being that included in Kachi Kadoshim is an Asham Metzaira. It's one type of Kachi Kadoshim. An Asham is Kachi Kadoshim, and an Asham Metzaira is a type of an Asham. And by the Asham Metzaira, the Kohen did the Kabbalah biyad with his hand, not with a klisharis shayret. So that reason I left it out. If we would say Kachi Kadoshim Kibul Damim B'Klisharis Betzofen, it would sound like every single carbon that's Kachi Kadoshim requires Kibul Dam B'Klisharis Betzofen. It's not true, because the Asham Metzaira doesn't require a klisharis b'shas kabbalah. To the contrary, kibul damim is biyad. But the Gemara says, is that even true? V'loy v'ketani lo v'kamon. Asham nazav asham mitzayir shchitasim b'tzafin v'kibul damim b'klisharis b'tzafin. It's actually a mafurish Mishnah later. Mishnah nundalad on the days. But then when the Mishnah is going to discuss the halachas of the asham mitzayir, it says mafurish kibul damim b'klisharis b'tzafin. So it didn't say Kibul Dama Biklisharis Pitzafen because Asha Metzaira? By Asha Metzaira Gufa it says, Kibul Dama Biklisharis Pitzafen. So the Gemara says as follows. It's true. Meikara Savar Kibul Dama Biyad Hu Shire. The Tana held that being that there's a halacha that some of the dam of an Asha Metzaira, Kabbalah happened Biyad, not with a Klisharis. So Kibul Sagale, so therefore Shire, he left it out. And that's why we didn't want this general statement. But at the same time, kibud lo sagli elo b'kli hader tanya. But being that some of the dam needed a kli, that's why it was mentioned. In other words, the Gemara is going to explain this. Let's just speak it out outside first. What the Gemara is going to say is that they're both true. Some of the dam of the Asher Metzairah's Kabbalah happened b'kli sharis, but some of the dam of the Asher Metzairah's Kabbalah happened b'yad. Being that some of it happened b'yad, that's why Shire in our Mishnah. We don't want to make this general statement of kibud dam b'kli sharis, because it's not true. There is a hechitimtza where you could do Kabbalah by kachay kadashin, and it's not going to be b'kli sharis b'tzafin, because some of the dam of the Asher Metzairah's Kabbalah happened b'yad. But at the same time, there's also a halacha that sometimes the dam of the Asher Metzairah does require kibud dam b'kli sharis. So it was omitted because we felt it would be a little bit misleading. It would sound like all the dam needs Kabbalah b'kli sharis b'tzafin, and that's not true. But at the same time, we did mention it when we said the halachas of Asher Metzairah, because some, meaning some of the dam did require kli sharis b'tzafin, some of the dam did not require kibud dam b'kli sharis b'tzafin. Where do we know this from? It's a braisa. It says v'lokach in the context of the Asher Metzairah yochel b'kli. I would have thought b'kli tamud leim v'nas man esina ba'atzmei shel koyin aflekicha ba'atzmei shel koyin yochel aflem mizbeach. I would have thought that all the dam, even the dam that's going to go on the mizbeach, when the koyin does the kabbalah, he should do it biyat tamud leim kikachatas ha'ashavu ma'chatas tuna kli. Just like chatas requires a kli af ashen tam kli nimtzas ha'toimer. So comes out, meaning on the one hand we have a drush of a lokach v'nasan manasina ba'atz mishal koyin aflekicha ba'atz mishal koyin. It sounds like you do a biyad, and then again we seem to have a drush over here that to the contrary it's dumb b'kli, says the Gemara. How do you reconcile this? Asher mitzayra shnei kayhanim mekablin hazdama. You have to say that there were two kayhanim that did the kabbalah, echad biyad ve'echad b'kli. Zeh shekibli b'kli bali eitzam hazbeh v'zeh shekibli biyad bali eitzam mitzayra. Two kayhanim that did the kabbalah. One kayhan did the kabbalah biyad, another kayhan did the kabbalah b'kli. The kayhan that did the Kabbalah biyad, what did he do with his dam? He put it on the mitzvah. That's the velokach v'nasan. The kohen that did it b'kli, what did he do with his dam? He put it on the mizbeach. But the bottom line is, there was yesh v'yesh, and that's why you have these contradictory mashmoyis in the two mishnayis, because in reality, they're actually both truths. Just before we end, just go back.